Defeat had come slowly, steadily, over a period of 4 months. As John Hersey wrote at the time, the truth had come to the men of Bataan in mean little doses. Hibbs had begun his tour of Philippine duty with a sunny nonchalance, even as the threat of war loomed. Manila was considered the easiest post in the army, the pearl of the Orient, where officers lazed away the heat of the day and danced away the nights dressed in natty sharkskin suits, drinking gin and tonics and San Miguel beer at the Hilay Club. Hibbs had had a love affair with a Manila society girl named Pilar Campos, a beautiful young mestiza who was the daughter of the president of the Bank of the Philippines. Neither of us, Hibbs wrote, sought help in finding the moral path. In late November, less than 2 weeks before the first Zeros came to attack Luzon, Hibbs had written a chipper note to his parents back in Oskaloosa, Iowa. "Life in the Orient is easygoing, with emphasis on the mañana and siesta ethic," he wrote. "With the tremendous military buildup here, a Jap attack seems unlikely. There's nothing going to happen here. Love, Ralph." By January, Hibbs recognized how misplaced his insouciance was, but he tried to put the best face on the situation. A slender man, with some of the bearing and affable features of the young Jimmy Stewart, Hibbs kept his sense of humor no matter how grim things got, his eyes always lit with a suggestion of mischief. In February, Hibbs sent another letter to his folks, which proved to be his last communication from Bataan, a letter notable for its facsimile of good cheer, where plainly none existed. "Life is not too bad. I have a bamboo bed, plenty of water, a few too many mosquitoes. The food is fair, carabao, monkey, and occasionally mule. Everyone is content, no need to worry. We have plenty of room in which to fight, and we have plenty of it left in us. Turn the calf out to pasture. I'll be delayed a while. Ralph." The letter ran prominently and without a twinge of irony in the Des Moines Register under the headline, "Things Are Not Too Bad." But that was months before. On the evening of April 8, 1942, things were decidedly bad for Dr. Hibbs. As he sat shivering in the ditch, half lost in the throes of his fever, the vast volcanic jungle clinked and snapped and exploded with the sounds of an army deliberately destroying itself. With surrender imminent, the men had been given the order to ruin their weapons and sabotage any hardware that might prove valuable to the enemy. Suddenly the night erupted in a series of explosions that Hibbs described as apocalyptic. He was hearing and feeling the dying gasp of the U.S. Army forces of the Far East. The demolition squads were blowing up the last of the big American ammunition dumps to keep them from falling into Japanese hands. It was the biggest fireworks display I'd ever seen, even bigger than the Iowa State Fair, Hibbs later said. With each blast, my body would bounce clear into the air.